don't buy no drinks
there
at
you go.
We pop champagne cause we got
no
that
hands,
dough.
Baby.
Let me hear you say if you want me say
it just makes it easier.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor in my ride, in my ride. Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Ladies love my style, at my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping, we get that dripping, that drop. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop.
Hell yeah, drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk, acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they...
Good morning. And welcome to your favorite variety news show, giving you the latest and, in our expert opinions, the greatest news for all of your eardrums. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dustin, with, of course, Drama Digest, No Diddy, with me today.
I'm Vince Vibes with The Daily Rap.
Steven with Football Focus.
And Anthony with Showbiz Spotlight.
And how are y'all doing this this week?
You know, we're hanging in here in the host chair. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
I'm doing pretty awesome. All right.
It's spooky week.
It is spooky week. Halloween.
Spooky week.
Halloween is
I thought
Thursday.
Last week was the spooky one.
Oh, yeah, I know. But nope, this Thursday is Halloween, and I will be working. So no fun parties
for
me.
All the parties happened this weekend, I feel like. That's what I saw.
Yeah, I
really?
Think you're right.
On the socials.
Everybody's working. I'm working. You're working too?
I'm working.
What about you, Steven?
I don't work.
You
sadly.
Don't work.
You know, I work a Christian music concert, so it's kind of ironic.
Well, maybe you guys will be able to stem some of the demonic energies that will be swirling through
the Halloween
through the
spirits.
I mean,
yeah.
True.
Thursday, right? That's what's killing it.
I know.
Well, you know, that's not very good, but apparently it has to be on the 31st. I thought it was just like the end of the month. I don't know.
Get Mr. Halloween on.
Get Mr. Halloween. Tell him I want a word. We need Halloween all week.
Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. Why can't Halloween just always be on a Friday?
It should always be on a Friday.
Right.
I think that would make a lot more sense.
I feel like every holiday, this goes into the question of, like, why are we having Christmas on Mondays? And, like, you know.
Yeah, well, I think ones that you automatically will get a day off for, you should be able to have, like, a Christmas on a Monday is great, right? Because they're probably going to give you, no, Christmas on, like, a Tuesday or Wednesday, because they'll probably give you Christmas Eve off, and then you got Christmas off.
Right.
So you want to stack those.
Yeah.
Tuesday Christmas is peak,
100%.
Right?
100% on that.
But
I mean, how come they don't have Thanksgiving Eve? That's what I've been trying to get for quite a while.
Right.
It's not Black Friday.
Why? Listen, I went through my entire public school years getting a whole week off for Thanksgiving break, all right? I need a whole week.
But yeah, you do. You need that week.
Right.
I mean, you need a few days after just to digest all of the leftover food.
Exactly.
I mean, I just get the gobbler sandwiches from Wawa, but I still need to have some time to enjoy them.
Yeah, for real. Not a big fan of those, though, to be
honest.
Oh,
I love those.
I don't know. What? You're like a Wawa's espionado, and you guys...
You haven't had the gobbler? Bro,
no.
The gobbler's peak.
You would like
cranberry sauce, turkey. You don't have to flex on those of us who don't have families. Come on now.
Hey. Yo, shout out to families.
Shout out to families.
You're still doing it. Shout out to no families.
Shout out to Dustin's no family.
It's not just me. I know Julian doesn't have a family anymore either.
Julian left a song request and a question of the week request that are very true to heart to what he's been saying all throughout the week that we'll get to more later. This is pretty beautiful.
We are going to get into that.
Shout out to you, Julian, for being one of our real listeners, HCC down Mayberry campus.
We are going to get into that and a whole bunch more, but before we do, we're going to play one of my favorite songs, Through the Wire by the GOAT, Kanye West.
You know. We are experiencing some technical difficulties.
Yo, Chi. Yo, Chi. They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man. It's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shoutown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles, back to Wizard. How do you console my mom? Or give a light support? Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital with Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label of Brown. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds, it was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Welcome back. What do you think, guys? That's a banger, no?
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was a good banger. But on Daily Rap, we're going to be talking about Tyler's new project, Chromacopia. So it just came out yesterday and at 6 a.m., which is not normal for most projects. Most projects come out on a Friday, and you're thinking to yourself, why did Tyler do this? Now, Tyler criticized the industry standard in a 2023 interview with Nardwuar, suggesting that it promotes passive listening. He chose to release Chromacopia on Monday, October 28th at 6 a.m. to make a statement. Chromacopia is the seventh studio album by American rapper and producer Tyler, the Creator, through Columbia Records. A follow-up to his album, Call Me If You Get Lost, released in 2021. And I listened to it when I woke up yesterday morning. And wow, it's a really good project. It is, as most would say, maybe his Yeezus era, if y'all know Kanye and the projection. It's got a more like horror vibe to it. Maybe a big reason why it was released on near this hot, spooky season. And
well, there's nothing scarier than 6 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, I know. making me get up early in the morning, but I got to anyways. You know, we're all college students here.
Yep.
But
what's your favorite song on it?
Well, you know, there is a lot of great ones. You know, my favorite so far is probably Balloon featuring Dochi or Sticky featuring Lil Wayne, Glorilla, and Sexy Red.
I'm looking forward to the music video for that one.
Yeah, who what other artist besides Tyler can get those three artists on one track, you know? Other features involve Childish Gambino, Daniel Caesar, Schoolboy Q, and Tizo Touchdown, which, you know, maybe not the star-studded feature list that he has had in the before. You know, usually gets Cardi on a track. He usually gets, you know, Frank Ocean and people like them. But still a really good feature list and a great album overall. Now, we here at the Weekly Roundup might go to the tour in March. We do have a group chat open. The world tour was announced on October 23rd, and the featured special guests of Yachty and Paris, Texas, with 39 dates across North America, including the U.S. and Canada. Now, we're looking at going to the Orlando show. He does not have a Tampa show. Last year, he did at the Yuengling Center, which I did go to, by the way. It was a good show.
Okay. But
Nice.
I feel like a lot of artists do that. Sorry to cut you off. A lot of artists do that, right? They'll do Tampa, and then they'll jump to Orlando, and then they kind of go back and forth.
They never
do both.
It doesn't really make sense to do both, honestly, because if you want to go, you're just going to drive.
Right. You're going to go.
I mean, if you do two Florida shows, do a Miami and a Tampa.
Miami,
skip Orlando altogether,
like
maybe.
Cities, all that stuff, like the bigger ones.
It's just always those two, and then I think like Atlanta.
You gotta go to Atlanta for sure.
I'm pretty excited for that. We're hoping that we can get together to go, maybe, you know, throw together some film. We might not have the show like it is now at that time, but we'll definitely find a way to turn some content.
I mean, if anything, the show will only be in a better state and a better product.
We're always moving forward.
We are always moving
exactly.
Forward.
You know, much like myself, I think that we'll be locked in by then. Yeah. So yeah, that's a few months away. So we got time. We'll be squared away by March.
but if you're just tuning into us, you can listen to us on hawkradio.primostream. Take that .com and throw it away.
Just discard it.
Yeah, well, you know, the .com doesn't seem to work nowadays before the days or any day, really, but
you know, it never did. It was never even supposed to. You know, it's just there. It's just there because Big Com wants you to buy more dots.
were you there for the .com boom?
Were you?
I'm not that old.
I mean,
you
are.
I'm sure you heard about it. Right?
Well, I've heard about it. I saw the movie.
All right.
What was that? Blackberry?
Blackberry.
Actually, I wanted to ask something before we move.
Yeah.
On
yeah. Yeah.
So this isn't really my area of music, sorry.
Yeah, expertise. It's all good.
I'm like four songs into this album here.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, you mentioned Childish Gambino. It reminds me a lot of This Is America.
Like, yeah. You know, maybe you can get that. You know, a lot of the the tracks are narrated by Tyler's own mom. And a lot of people have kind of like said it is like Tyler's midlife crisis. Which you can also kind of quote to like that being Gambino's midlife crisis going through the whole This Is America phase. But this album revolves around, you know, finding their newfound adulthood of like what to do with having this level of maturity and level of, you know, I'm a adult now. I'm not just a 20-year-old kid making music in my room. You know, I'm selling out tours. I have an audience to look out for, and we know what
and
comes with that.
A
Yeah. Other words.
An image.
An image, yeah, exactly.
Imagine being an adult.
Exactly.
Imagine that being would be crazy.
An adult.
I tried.
My knee.
What was your age again, Dustin?
Undisclosed.
Yeah.
I was born in the 90s, and that's all. That's all.
I won't tell you which year.
Well, yeah, yeah.
That's none of your business. Which year? The decade.
What is the favorite number? What is the number in Don?
Well, I'd be giving it away. I'm not a special needs person. You can't pick on me.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I thought it was something I pieced together.
But you know, Tyler doesn't make clean versions of his project, so we don't have any clean songs to play for you, but we do have After the Storm by Kali Uchis featuring Tyler the Creator.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you, so you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Welcome back. We got two of the hosts, Naruto, running around in the studio, which is pretty wild. And speaking of Naruto running, it's time for what does it? I think it's time for football focus.
Freaking focus! Okay. Oh my god, this week was crazy.
Tell us about it.
It was just a unique one. Sadly, we got Bucks got an L, Falcons won, but it was a unique game. At the end of the day, Baker Kern locked in at the very end, and some, sadly, for offense as well. But at the end of the day, you can see Kirk Cousins improved, like, his own team. Because this is his first year, 10 game in Atlanta. So at the end of the day, you can see Kirk Cousins actually improving himself, getting used to in Atlanta Falcons. Well,
Kirk Cousins seems to have y'all's number. He threw what, 5 touchdowns on that Thursday yep. night football game, 4 touchdowns in this game. That what is that? 9 touchdowns within 2 games. Won both of yep. them.
Won the series.
It happens.
Beat them both. The last time this happened to the Bucks, though, when they saw the Saints in the playoffs in the 2020 Super Bowl run, the yeah. Saints beat them twice in the regular season, and then when they met each other in the playoffs, the Bucks won. Tom Brady went on to win the Super Bowl. So if you want to talk about a script maybe forming, be on the lookout. You know, maybe put your bets on the Bucks and the Falcons playing in the playoffs somehow.
That'll be interesting, like, category if that happens.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. The NFC is really weak this year. I mean, there's not a lot of true
like contenders. actual beef between the teams.
Right? You know,
Of course, David, I hate you. We'll make our own
as two Eagles fans here, we gotta have some beef. And, we gotta start the beef.
And speaking of the Eagles versus Bengals, 37-17, Eagles won at the very end. I kind of knew the Eagles were gonna win that because the Bengals, we all know, the Bengals are good, but they're not like, oh my god. They're right. only, it's just depending who they're up against, but the Eagles, they know how to cook. I guess Nick Sirianni, the Nick Sirianni bold era is really something. I read your story, boy. Don't play with me.
The Baldiani. We are 3-0 since Nick Sirianni shaved his head since the bye season. We've come out of the bye. We've won all of our.
They say bald heads are lucky.
Hey, it might save his job for another season, but we'll see. Not hopefully. I want a new coach.
Tell the truth. I don't understand why.
Y'all need Nick a new Sirianni coach.
We need a new coach too. I don't know. I respect Todd, but it's like, nah, dude, get out. Get out.
Speaking of Eagles coaches, Doug Peterson is the coach for what? The Jaguars.
They're looking pretty terribly, too, themselves.
I always forget they actually exist, the Jaguars.
Yeah. The Jaguars are like that weird, cousin that you don't really want coming around.
You could convince me they were a Mandela effect.
Right.
There never was a Jaguars. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Send them to London already. You know, they keep putting these international games out there. Listen, we already need an international team. Just send them to London.
Oh, that could work. Crazy if that actually happens one day. But didn't the head coach of the New York Jets just got fired?
Yeah. He was the first coach on the chopping block. Robert Saleh did get let go. The reasons were unknown of why he got let go, but there was rumored to be tension between him and the owner. So back to the Eagles and Bengals game real quick. Jalen Hurts had 3 touchdowns in total. He had 2 rushing touchdowns and 1 passing touchdown. Saquon Barkley had 108 rushing yards.
Yeah.
And
it's Barkley, dude. We all know he can cook.
Yeah, Barkley's running back. Barkley's been cooking, but if you have Barkley on your fantasy, you're probably pretty sad that Jalen Hurts is stealing your rushing touchdowns from you.
Sadly,
this hypothetical person is. I'm sorry.
It's hypothetical. Not me. I'm just saying, if anyone out there has Saquon Barkley, I feel
like AJ Brown will catch 1 touchdown.
Right. Now you're talking about me. I have AJ Brown on my fantasy. I need AJ Brown to catch touchdown.
He had 1 target in the end zone, and he missed it.
But. Devonta Smith got a touchdown. Yeah. And that also ruined my Eagles parlay, to tie into,
Anthony,
we never win on this radio show. That is very correct. But I did win again this week. It's like a once a week win for
me.
It's a once a week thing. I win one parlay out of maybe the 10-15 I put.
Jesus.
Hey, but they're all tiny amounts. They're all like amounts.
I should not jump into that conclusion.
I'm not like putting $25 on each of them. Each of them are, you know, $3 to $5.
Yeah, but what if you did put $25 on each of them?
I would have a real problem on my
The numbers would be exactly the same. Your ratios would be exactly the same. If you bet 15 and you win one, yes, you would. You would just be you'd lose $1,000 a month, but you would give win one hit to make like $20K.
That's great, Dustin. How many times has that worked out for you? I
don't have disposable income like that. You know where all my money goes.
I don't have disposable income after.
You know where all my money goes.
We're not hanging out after this. I got no money. All his money goes to freaking James Joy's down here in Ybor. What a lovely local place.
Shout out James Joy's. Not a sponsor.
James Joy's not a sponsor.
And a game that...
Keep going, Steven.
All right, let's try to lock in. Let me log in.
Right. Oh, my goodness. He's real locked
in. He's barking.
He's barking like a dog. Speaking of dogs, Jameis Winston came out and won with the Browns against the Ravens.
It was a surprising game. Fact that the Ravens lost to the Browns is something I didn't expect. We all know the Ravens are a good team. Like, they're one of the best out there currently.
They are. They laid the smackdown on y'all's Buccaneers last Monday, if I remember correctly.
Hey, things happen. Technically, if you don't count all the parts of the game that we were doing badly in, the game was actually very close. If you don't count the interceptions, we were throwing great that day.
Yeah.
That's what they all say. Oh, okay. But I know I've had my fair share of excuses with Eagles losses. But Jameis Winston threw three touchdowns and 300 yards in this All-Star win against the Ravens, even leading a comeback drive to win throwing a touchdown to win. Absolutely astonishing from Jameis Winston. Makes you wonder that maybe they should have started Jameis Winston the whole time.
At that point, they should just start Jameson instead of the other guy.
Well, Deshaun Watson, has some baggage towards him if you've kept up with the Deshaun Watson story at all. If you haven't, just a brief overview. He's got 22 cases against him. Against different massage therapists.
He should run for office.
I know. He should run for president. But
Doesn't NFL player go political at one point?
That's another story. We don't got to talk about Herschel Walker. But, what was
Talking about the chair with a bunch of indictments.
So Deshaun Watson had a bunch of issues against him, and he came out this season not playing good at all, and he tore his Achilles. His contract is completely guaranteed, so no matter what, for the next 2 years, the Browns are paying $72 million per year.
Oh, that's tight.
That's $144 million to this guy.
Yeah. You think he heard
what he's making? He's going to make good bank.
You think he hurt himself on purpose?
I don't know. I would retire.
I'd hurt myself on purpose.
Like, he literally has... He's getting the money no matter what. I would just, retire.
Well, that's how Russell Wilson was when he... contract with the Broncos. Either way, even if he played good or bad, Russell was still going to get the bank.
He was still going to get paid.
Especially if it's like your last year or your last few years.
Listen,
do nothing.
But the Broncos are paying more money for Russell Wilson still when he's on the Steelers today than the Steelers are paying for both of their quarterbacks combined. So they should put in perspective that bad contract situation.
Yeah.
But the Deshaun Watson situation is probably going to go down as one of the worst contracts of all time. We got one more game real quick before we go into
a little extra, a little spicy one. That is I can't even say the word. simmering around the internet. That was the greatest, throw I've seen in NFL.
Oh, really? How far was that throw?
Bears versus Commanders. Commanders won at the very end, ladies and gentlemen. And it was
due to a Hail Mary. The Bears player was mocking the sideline, telling him, "Oh, I'm the best. I'm the best." And he let up his assignment, and he tries swatting the ball, and the ball goes right into the guy that he's supposed to guard's hand.
The best touchdown I think I ever seen on the internet in my entire life.
It could make Aaron Rodgers cry how beautiful that Hail Mary was.
Yeah. He should have done less damage.
He should have done that.
It was insane. That guy is running sprints all week if he's not getting cut already. That was an insane game. Number one overall pick versus the number two overall pick.
And that's what makes it more better?
Both rookie quarterbacks. The Commanders are in my division in the NFC East. And, I'm scared. I'm scared for the Commanders now for the next couple of years.
The Commanders actually finally are getting good.
Right.
Finally.
Now, we have a special request for the next song. Steven.
Big shout out, first of all, to Julian for giving this song request. And I'm going to read what it says. This song is by You Made Everything by Sexy Red. But, of course, before we play... shout out Sarah,
his supposed ex-wife.
I don't think she's coming back.
She's coming back.
For Sarah to tell her that she has my everything and that I miss my dog Oscar. And yes, he's a
grouchy.
Thank you. Grouchy wiener, but he's my grouchy wiener, not hers. Sarah, please give his dog back at least.
Yeah, give the dog back.
Not into together.
Julian, if you're listening to this, this is for you. Thank you for the song request, and here's You My Everything, featuring Drake by Sexy Red.
Hit from the back and I'm pulling it. Ice, I'm smoking the city. I wanted to see it, but baby, I couldn't just dip. You know the time when we on my start lurking and tying their hoodies. And as soon as it get resolved, I turn the librarian for you. I'm booking it. Let's do it. Red girl, I love you. Let's do it. Showed enough love to the city. I promise. So let's get the out St. Louis. Maybe we go to St. Lucia. I've been there, so I'll introduce you. Or maybe you go to St. Martin with me if you take break and quit starting with me. Maybe we go to St. Kitts. If you and your BD are calling spits, then maybe we call it an accident. You slip, you trip, you follow my d- Why you love me still a mystery. Me and the surgeon got history. I changed a lot of girls' lives for real. They need a new body, they hitting me. Hey, BBL Drizzy, they want a new body, they asked me for it. The last one, John, he did it for free because I sent over so many pants once for him, but red. Don't even worry about all of that. Just keep it natural for him, I swear. I got a passion for you, I swear. I got attraction for you, I swear. Yeah, you think I'm a bachelor girl, but I swear. You ain't get your masters, but I still.
in the master bedroom, I swear. You said I'm picking them shorts and I had to sing your caption like I was there. You the hood, my dream, sexy girl, you just asked for me and I'm there.
And we're back. Another another banger from my wife, Sexy Red. she don't know it yet, but she'll get there.
Unfortunately, I did not leave your number. In
that's
the all right.
I'll properly incentivize you next time. I thought you'd do it because we're friends, but I guess it's not really that way.
Me.
Before we move forward, if you guys are listening here, if not, listen from acchawkradio.primostreamtakedown.com. Yep. Throw it away.
Trash it.
And big shout out again to Julian for this song. I think this is the most unexpected song I think I ever had. The fact that Drake was a feature and he rapped BBL.
No,
and it caught
BBL
me so
Drizzy.
Guard and it was the best one.
We were all pretty surprised. I was like, is that the BBL Drizzy beat? I wasn't really listening at first.
So again, Julian, big shout out to you, brother.
Big shout out to you. Awesome. And his. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she will come back because that was a good song.
That was, yeah. Come back, ex-wife Sarah.
Sarah.
Julian from HCC Del
Mabry.
Forgive
me on that one.
Yeah.
And now you guys know what time it is. It's time for Drama Digest. No actually, Diddy. Pretty big. Yeah, no. Well, no Diddy this time. No Diddy this week.
We're on a pretty good streak right now.
Yeah, well, you know we are. We're ruining my Diddy streak, but it's okay. You know, because I've got some other gigantic rap news today.
Big news.
Lil Durk. He finally slid for Vaughn.
He finally slid.
And didn't go too well. In fact, he's been arrested.
Dang.
Now, this just happened
right here
in
Florida.
Right down to Miami late Thursday night.
Well, you kind of expected like anything goes down in Miami, it's kind of like too big, so we kind of figure it out.
What are you trying to say, Steven, that people in Miami can't hold themselves well? You know, they're just out here doing crime? Is this what you're saying?
I'm not saying Miami's like Gotham, Jesus.
I mean, listen, I didn't say that. You just said
those words came
out of your mouth. Somebody's been watching the Penguin TV show.
Well, we all watched Scarface.
We did. Steven, you think everyone's Scarface out there?
I don't know.
Well, not everybody can be, but how fun would it be? Well, you know, Durk was almost on kind of a Scarface kick because they caught him at the airport. He had bought 3 different flights overseas, Italy, Switzerland, and I think Dubai. Nice. And they caught him before he was able to board any of them, and they probably got him at just the last time, too. Now, what's this all about, right?
Yeah, what is it about? Yeah.
Well, he's being accused, and this is from the Associated Press. He's being accused of a murder-for-hire plot against Quando Rondo. Now, you guys might be wondering why, if you don't follow all this sort of Chicago drill drama.
Right.
You might,
know more.
You might be wondering why. Well, we all remember a few years ago when the late, the great King Von was killed out there at that store.
Yep.
Well, that had all kind of taken place, right? Because Vaughn and Durk, they're friends, they're collaborators, they're on the same, Vaughn was under Durk's label and everything. And, well, there was a little bit of beef going back and forth between Vaughn and Rondo. Well, pretty much the night that Vaughn got shot outside that store, he was in a fist fight with Rondo. One of Rondo's boys drew down on him, ended up killing him, right?
Yep.
And so this is pretty much how this beef began, and it's been building up, going back and forth. Rondo dropped a diss track and everything like that, and you know, apparently Vaughn wasn't gonna let that slide. And that was going around for years, right? There's like a meme online, Durk won't slide for Vaughn, Durk won't slide for Vaughn. And you know, some people think that the internet trolled him into doing what he is accused of doing. I don't think so. I think he was gonna do it anyway, but according to the allegations, Durk, he hired some people. Right, he booked him on a private jet, flew him out to L.A., rented him some cars, got him some firearms, and they went. They slid on Quando.
On Quando.
Started shooting at him. They didn't kill him, but they did kill his cousin.
So a literal drive-by, technically.
Pretty much.
Literal drive-by, yeah. Now, allegedly, that is what happened.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, this is all, yeah, this is all alleged, absolutely. So, yeah, you know, he might have gotten away with it, too, except for, well, there was a problem. Now, well, you know, kind of, right? But instead of those rotten kids, it was his rotten best friend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Betrayal. You know the worst thing about betrayal? It never comes from your enemies.
Right. Oh.
And, you know, that was the case here as well. Now, we've got an idea who this informant might have been. And it's a guy I'm not really too familiar with, but OTF Jam. Now he was one of Dirk's boys. They hung out together, supposedly, allegedly they plotted crimes together. But the problem is, Jam's been wearing a wire for like a year, 2 years. See, he just got out of prison. He did like 12 years in the pen. He got out, and it sounds like they might have put the wire on him right after that. What do you guys think about that? I mean, a good friend of yours, and you're gonna wear a wire for 2 years?
Well, you know, Young Thug kind of went through the same situation with Gunna. You know, Gunna snitched on Young Thug.
Everybody's doing it these days.
Everyone's doing it these days. Yeah. You know, the whole 6ix9ine situation, he was snitching on everybody. You know, it's just...
I feel like it's getting normalized at this point.
It's very... Yeah, people just, you know, don't want to own up to their own
actions,
yeah,
you know,
actions,
like,
and do it themselves.
Actions.
You know, they're running away from it and... You know?
Yeah, some of it is that. But then with this guy, I almost wonder how much, if assuming Dirk is responsible, which I don't really necessarily believe, but if he was, I feel like it was kind of Dirk driving the boat, and this guy is just kind of helping him out. And now it's right. Like, well, I'm going to go down, and Dirk's not going to go down, but he's the one who said, I didn't care. You know, this guy's saying, I don't care if we clip Rondo, right? It's mm-hmm. Dirk wanted it, supposedly.
Supposedly.
But, yeah, you know, Dirk is sitting in jail right now, and if convicted...
Yes.
Faces a federal minimum or a federal maximum sentence of life in federal prison.
Yeah.
Free Dirk. Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
Is life for that?
Well, yeah, for a murder for hire, you can. Even though I'm reminded of another famous murder for hire case out of Florida.
Tiger King.
Tiger King, absolutely.
Yeah,
Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now, Joe might actually end up spending life in prison also, but that's only because he has cancer. Because what did they only gave him, like 15 years,
yeah,
didn't they?
For the
Carol Baskin thing.
Yeah, I think he got... with the Tiger thing too, like 20 something years combined.
Yeah.
So, because like they charged him with like a bunch of tiger animal cruelty.
See, I feel like you gotta run the tiger things concurrently.
Right.
Because like, come on, that's nothing compared to the alleged murder for hire. But how come Carol Baskin can go around killing whoever she wants, but but if Joe tries to put a stop to it, he goes to prison. I don't get it.
Right.
Where's your husband, Carol?
She
lives here in town too. She could be listening. Where are the bodies, Carol?
I am pretty sure I went to Big Cat Rescue as a field trip in elementary school.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I know.
Did everybody leave?
I don't remember it too well, but I do remember being a part of that kind of experience. I remember my teacher talking highly about Carol Baskin.
Crazy.
Shout out to you, Ms. Grayville. But yeah, it's really surprising to hear about Dirk. You know
it really is, and we've
too
got
big of a Dirk listener, but to hear that he is finally sliding for Vaughn, allegedly.
Yeah, you know, it's about time. But the thing is, this happened. All the shooting happened a couple years ago too, so he slid for Vaughn
right.
a while ago. And you know what's crazy is he just. What, a week ago, he got the key to the city.
Yeah.
Over there in some little suburb of Chicago, and then they took it away. Who just got a key to the city before that a couple weeks ago? Was it Diddy?
Diddy got
they
the
took
New
Diddy's
York
key from New York.
Now we're tying it back.
Yeah, we're back to Diddy.
Okay.
Well,
we're back
what do you think,
Diddy.
Guys? Is this key to the city just kind of a big inside joke amongst prosecutors?
Who knows? Here's the key that we're gonna lock you in.
Yes.
In behind bars.
We're locking you away and taking away
right.
the keys.
Let's look up if Young Thug got a key before.
Ooh, if he did, we might have.
Key to Atlanta.
You know, if he has the key to Atlanta, we might have really, fallen into something here, a grand conspiracy.
Yeah, but wow, what a crazy story, Dustin. Thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah, you know, I feel like this is the most important drama that happened this week by far, as I'm concerned, which is why I devoted the entire segment to it. And so I feel like I've been talking about it all day, maybe all the way until the morning, which comes right into our next song, Till the Morning, Lil Yachty.
Crazy. Vaughn beat his buddy, they think he Illuminati. I'm talking Gucci, cause we don't do it righties. Can't wipe no thotty, if she call two new bodies. I'm talking Thug and Yachty. I told her, call me once. Why you put the feds on me? I cover the tassel Gucci long sleeves. They got my back forever, broski. Yeah.
All she do is geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the
and how you get it, baby. Never stop it, get it poppin' every day. Kawasaki, Maserati on it. Rockin' just Ibis and Nadi. You want problems, don't you? Baby, don't play, this your payday. Baby, don't play, this your payday. I just want never guess what my nickname. 30 carat BBS when you're ready. I take care of your body like you Riri, baby. Play the marriage all night on your TV, baby. R.P. Biggie, the NYPD. Chicago Police, Atlanta, and all PCs. And they'll lock you up for DCC. It don't matter, I got at the DMV. Roll with me, flood your neck with rosary. Rolling me, like a roly-poly, please. Woo!
Vaughn beat his body, they think he Illuminati. I'm talking Gucci, cause we don't do it righties. Can't wait, no thotty, if she want, if she call two new bodies. I'm talking Thug and Yachty. I told her, call me once. Why you put the feds on me? I cover the tassel Gucci long sleeves. They got my back forever, broski, yeah.
All she do is geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. Almost there. Oh, you ready now?
Ready.
I just paint a cool redder than spaghetti now. So good, think about it in the sleeves. Call me Freddy now. She Robert Gettys now. She wanna f the Pendergrass, Teddy Loud. She got a thong in her, pull it out. I might get her higher than a blunt. She said a lot was a shrunk. None of my business. Baby girl, let me help you open your business. Baby girl, can I please f on your friends? If you say yes, I might buy you a Benzes. You a little princess. She gone downtown in 1942. It's her birthday, she gon' shake some. She beat it up the worst way. Mala got a, she can't wait to shake some L.
Vaughn beat his buddy, they think he Illuminati. I'm talking Gucci, cause we don't do it righties. Can't wait, no thotty, if she want, if she call two new bodies. I'm talking Thug and Yachty. I told her, call me once. Why you put the feds on me? I cover the tassel Gucci long sleeves. They got my back forever, broski, yeah.
All she do is geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the morning. All she do is geek into the morning. She be geek into the.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, you're a little bit late, but that's okay. And you can go back and listen. We won't blame you too hard. And you know what? You can go back and listen to our episode from today and many of our past episodes on HCC Hawk Radio at PrimoStream.com, though. And we are, of course, the weekly roundup.
Yes,
and what are we talking about today, Anthony?
So for show up in spotlight, I figured we'd go in tune with the holidays here. You know, Halloween, we talked about it at the start. I don't know. Just talk about, like, you guys' favorite horror movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe ones that maybe scarred you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Scarred me. Well, I will say, let's see. The Conjuring was probably a movie that got me pretty good as a youngin. I'm trying to think. Y'all remember the movie Tusk? I think
I love Tusk.
That movie mentally like leaves a scar in my brain. I feel like I bring it up at least once a month to somebody. So I'm gonna go with Tusk is like the movie that's left a detrimental impact on my my psyche of horror movies. But what about y'all?
That's crazy. I always have Tusk listed as a comedy for me. but I would say a movie that scarred me when I was a kid was actually Night of the Living Dead from 1963 or something.
Oh, what classic. Kind of too? I'm sorry, continue.
No, go ahead.
What kind of it too? Because the one that messed me up was Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Romero. And that's because I don't know how old I would have been. I guess like 10, maybe 9 or 10. And my brother loved that movie. And he loved playing it in front of me. I hated everything about that movie.
Did he sit you down like the Clockwork Orange scene and hold your eyes and make you watch it?
Oh, my God. I hated that movie. If I remember correctly, it was a pretty gruesome movie. And this was before World War Z.
These
zombies could run.
Yeah,
these weren't your Walking Dead kind of stumbling over themselves. These guys could run.
These were some running zombies.
those Romero zombies, they go pretty crazy.
Now,
I think the best zombie movie though was 28 Days Later.
Shaun of the Dead for me, classic.
I think you only watch horror comedies. That's what I think.
I don't know. Maybe I do. I'm a big fan of horror comedy. But no, there is some true horrors.
You got one, Steven?
I would say Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th for you, Steven?
Oh, okay.
Does that make you wet the bed as a youngin?
Surprisingly, no, but I did scream for my freaking life.
Speaking of which, I noticed no one mentioned Nightmare on Elm Street, but I wanted to bring it up. My only exposure to Freddy Krueger, at least for the first time,
was
Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, okay.
You're not lying.
Which honestly, it was a pretty funny movie.
Freddy vs. Jason is a pretty funny movie. I feel like all movies besides the first Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe the second, you can count as comedy horrors too. You know, he's always ripping one-liners, and he's always like, you know, it's very over the top with the kills, and always been one of my favorite franchises.
I mean, the concept is cool, right? The dream, you know,
You wanted to talk about a horror mastermind, Wes Craven, the maker of Nightmare on Elm Street, also created Scream. He also
that's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's like the quintessential slasher movie.
Which wasn't it supposed to be like a parody of slasher movies? And then it kind of turned into what it made fun of.
Yeah, exactly. It was a parody of slasher movies where Shaggy from the live-action Scooby-Doo was going around killing people. Matthew Lillard and his
spoilers for a script.
Oh, yeah, spoilers.
For a 30-year-old movie.
like 1990.
I know,
but this kind of goes in line with the question of the week, right?
Yeah, this does go in line with the question of the week. We asked you, our lovely fans, thank you for listening to us, on Discord, which is a social media community platform. If you want to get on our Discord, all you have to do is contact me on any social media at Vince Vibes, VinceVibess. And we'll get you in.
It's pretty lit in there.
It is pretty
lit
in there.
You can also contact me on TikTok at Mr. Misinformation.
There you go. Steven, where we can get you at?
You can find me on YouTube.com, SEZ15, or Instagram.com, the_SEZ15.
And Anthony, where can we find you?
On Instagram right now. Yeah, it's just my name, Anthony.Posada.
You know, so we asked you, what's an irrational fear that you have? If you don't have one, what's the scariest horror movie you've seen? You can answer both. Or you can choose. We want to hear from you. Now, Sam from HCC Del Mabry said, try Papaphobia, and I choose Saw X as my scariest movie.
Do we know what
now,
that means?
I'm going to look this up.
I know what it means. It's the one where with a bunch of holes.
Yeah. It's the tiny holes. Yeah,
that's understandable.
That is pretty nasty. My brother Graham says maxophobia, it ruins a lot of things. So maxophobia is being scared of being in a car, either driver or passenger seat. Well, you know, I can understand that. You know, being in a car was pretty scary. After we got hit in an accident, late 2022. I was pretty afraid to get into a car for a little bit there. So
did he develop the phobia after the accident?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We weren't in the same accident. Oh. So who knows? Beverly from New College says rats, and by extension, hamsters, squirrels, and guinea pigs.
So just rodents.
Dirt should have been afraid of rats.
I know they can't hurt me physically, but mentally they do damage. Rats probably explain a lot of spooky or mystical things in history. Black things black. Moving in the shadows, they were rats, not ghosts. Creepy noises at night, rats in the walls, not demons. Plagues, rats gave you that disease, not a witch's curse. Rats are the monsters under the bed the entire time.
Oh, no. Why are they cooking?
That was cooking. That was a...
Did a cat write this?
What did a cat write this?
No, speaking of cats.
Okay, yeah, speaking of cats. Cat lover 123, or Paulina from New College, says The Conjuring. I guess she's saying is the scariest movie. I did bring that up. Conjuring is a very terrifying movie. I remember a lot of us kind of growing up during that time and being freaked out. Now, Steven, Julian has a response here.
Ooh,
and he would like you to read his question also, or his answer to the question of the week
Steven.
Also.
Take it away, Steven.
All right. Like Anthony just said, I'm going to try and make it as far as I can. I do
yeah, you got it.
Eden, so.
Let's go, Steven.
Big shout out to Julian once again for this question.
Thank from you. ACC Del Mabry.
From ACC Del Mabry, forgive me once again. I never thought I could develop an irrational fear of
a pillow.
Steve was reading this for the first time.
That got me so sorry.
Keep going.
Oh, God. But here I am feeling a strange anxiety every time I see one. It started when I imagined at all the late night thoughts and worries
they've absorbed over the years.
They absorbed over the years. Oh, God. I
becoming a vessel for his sleepless nights. The softness that once seemed comforting now feels like it's smothering me, reminding me of the emptiness beside me. Speaking of emptiness, I can't help but to think about who, Steven?
Sarah.
I can't even say that. Come on, Steven. Life hasn't been the same since you left.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry right now. Just caught me
Julian
so hard.
Says, I miss our late night talks and the way she'd always fluff up the pillows, making our space feel warm and alive. Also, the scariest movie I've seen to date is probably The Hangover, because it reminds me of how much it takes for me to cope knowing Sarah is off with a better man.
Ooh.
Also, I think Zach Galifianakis is scary looking.
Well, I'm afraid of King Jong. What's his name? King Jong Un jumping out of the back of my car.
The back of the car. But wow, thank you, Julian, for that response from HCC Dal Mabry.
And thank you to all of our fans for contributing to our show like they do every week. And speaking of weeks, we'll be back here next week at the same time, same station, same amazing hosts. And until then, have
you
a great
guys
week
for another great
See
show,
you
y'all.
Later.
Love y'all. Peace.
Baby. Yeah, yeah. We did it again. And this time, I'ma make you scream. Yeah, man. I see you over there, so hypnotic. Thinking about what I do to that body. I get you like, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Got no drink in my hand, but I'm wasted. Magnetic, magnetic, got one love.
take you there. Take